And good afternoon. It's Ron Milhorn sitting in for Gabe this afternoon for KMTS Connections. And joining us today is Nikki Faust from Mountain Valley Developmental Services. Great organization, Nikki. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Now, at first I thought this was about, I was preparing for Roaring Fork leadership, but it is in a way. And okay, first of all, let's talk about how Mountain Valley Developmental and Roaring Fork Leadership got together for this very special event that's coming up in May.
Well, I reached out to Andrea Palm Porter from Roaring Fork Leadership to help us. We are sponsoring a talk, co-sponsoring a talk by a gentleman named Drew Dudley, who speaks about leadership. The name of the talk is called Leadership That Matters, and he recently wrote a book called Day One Leadership, where he speaks about some really base leadership stuff. And I, not having the experience that Andrea has with leadership in the Valley, wanted to reach out and kind of co-sponsor with her. Mountain Valley does a lot of stuff and has some really inspiring people, and I thought the co-sponsor would be a good plan.
Now, Drew Dudley, explain to folks who this gentleman is.
Drew Dudley is an author and a speaker, and one of the most popular TED speakers, supposedly of all time, is one of his distinctions. And he wrote this book about leadership that just, I think, is really inspiring. It speaks to everyday people. It speaks to not people who are running Fortune 500 companies and running states or countries or any of that. It speaks to people who drive cars to work every day and, you know, have to go to the grocery store still and those kinds of things. But he speaks really inspiringly to help people to recognize their own leadership in their lives on an everyday basis.
To help you tap into the leader that's somehow, somewhere buried deep inside you.
Yes.
We're all leading in some fashion.
Yes, we're all leading in some fashion. And I believe we all have moments that we inspire each other that we don't even remember or think about. And it's just us being us, but somebody else could find it really inspiring.
What was it about his teaching and his books that resonated with you?
You know, for me, it's first of all, he's a very upbeat speaker, so he's really energetic. Yeah, he's really energetic. He's very motivational when he's on stage, and so and I think it is just that he touches people who are just people. You know, he's not out there to put anybody on a pedestal or you know. It's about everybody. It's about people that go to school and take their children to school and do these things. And he's just so motivational. And he's speaking to everybody. And I think it's really a great thing.
Now, what is your position with Mountain Valley?
Mountain Valley Developmental, I am the activities director, or as I like to say, the mastermind of merriment.
Well, you know, some of the folks and the clients at Mountain Valley will make you merry and happy. They'll put a smile on your face because they're just so, you know, loving and caring. Mm-hmm. And it's talk about what Drew Dudley, how his teachings have affected you and your position at Mountain Valley.
For me, Drew Dudley has really helped me to focus a lot of anything I've ever called leadership and say, well, what is that? This is caring, or this is intent. This is, you know, and really give it kind of a word and be able to explain that word. And so it's helped me to really focus and say, oh, I can do this and then do it on purpose instead of doing these things by accident. You know, really say, hey, I want to inspire this kind of person today, or I want to do these things for someone, and really follow up on that. And I think he really, to me, puts feet on making a plan to be the person that you intend to be.
Mm-hmm. You think of the word leadership, and it can mean so many things. Sometimes it's very vague. Well, I'm as a coach, when I coach, I'm looking for that particular player, maybe an upperclassman, to be a leader on that team. Well, what does that mean? Lead by example, a vocal leader, a rah-rah kind of guy or gal. What does that mean? And it can apply in many, many aspects of life.
It really can. And that's one of the beautiful things that Drew Dudley really speaks to is that leadership isn't a title. It's not because you're called the coach or because you're called the superintendent or because you have this title of something, you are a leader. The leaders are the people that are others follow regardless of what their title is. And to me, that's, you know, that's one of the important things is leadership isn't – it isn't because I get X salary or because I have this name that somebody calls me or even that I have so many people that are work below me. That's not a leader. A leader is somebody who people are going to follow anyways. People look to that person.
And Drew Dudley's teachings help you tap into that.
Yes. I think he just helps us to recognize where we do that because I feel like – people all have something that they're better at than others. And I think we can all be leaders. Maybe you make the best strawberry cheesecake in the world and you're a leader in that. And if you could do that, then, you know, then you're the leader of that. I think he really helps you to focus on those things that you can be a leader of and own that, really own that. And then the other things you get somebody else to do.
Yeah. Sometimes, often people go through life and they really don't have a leader to look up to. Sometimes you don't have very good role models as, you know, as parents. Mm-hmm. And when you become a parent yourself, you're kind of behind the eight ball. Mm-hmm. You're like, how do I do this? How do I be a good dad or a good mom? You know, how do I raise these kids the right way in this troubled world? You know? Mm-hmm. So I could see parents wanting to go to his talk and
absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's for parents, it's for students, it's for even – in fact, I think I'm really – I would be inspired if a lot of young people came because I think a lot of young people are finding this – you know, they're looking for that. Who am I and what am I doing and where am I going? And I just really think this approach that he has helps you to focus in on what are you good at, what do you love, what really inspires you, and then be able to do it on purpose. And I think for young people, I wish I had had this when I was a teenager to say, oh, that's why I do that. That's why I love that so much. This mm-hmm. is this about me and accept that and go, that's okay. And this is perfect. And this is how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And then go with it, you know, instead of, oh, well, everybody else doesn't do this or everybody else doesn't do that. And why, you know, I think the young people could really, really benefit from this. But, you know, at any age, it's always good to know yourself better and embrace that.
Sure. We're talking to Nikki Faust with Mountain Valley Developmental, and you came across Drew Dudley, his writings, his teachings, and decided we got to get him to this valley. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll come. And and when you called Andrea at Roaring Fork Leadership, I'm sure she was all over it.
She was very excited about the possibilities. And I actually told her, I said, you know, hey, look some stuff up online if you haven't heard of him. He has a few talks. And after seeing the few little tidbits of talks, yeah, she was very excited about the possibilities of having him come. And I know she's really looking forward to being at the talk herself. And I'm assuming she's started to read the book. But it's a great book. It's a great read. And so, yeah, she's excited about having him. I think a lot of his theories tie into a lot of what she also teaches. And I think she teaches with very specific point at certain groups of people. Mm-hmm. And this is much more of a broad spectrum of people that this will fit for. So it'll be exciting. I'm enjoying working with her.
Cool. Drew Dudley coming to the Valley, coming to the Mortgage Commons on Thursday, May the 2nd at 5:30. And it's quite a task, quite an effort to get him to come here because he's a speaker that's very much in demand. And we're going to talk when we take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about how you can help out and maybe if you want to attend and learn to be a leader and hear Drew Dudley speak on May the 2nd at Mortgage Commons in Glenwood Springs. We'll get into that a little deeper with Nikki Faust from Mountain Valley Developmental Services and Roaring Fork Leadership. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. This is Ron sitting in for Gabe this afternoon. We're talking to Nikki Faust from Mountain Valley Developmental Services. You're the master of merriment at Mountain Valley Developmental. And Nikki, talking about what inspired her to bring try to get a speaker to the Roaring Fork Valley. Drew Dudley, a great writer and speaker on leadership and tapping into leadership potential in everyone, whether you're a business leader, a parent, a coach, whatever, a student. And you teamed up with Andrea Palm Porter at Roaring Fork Leadership, and talk about the effort to get him here. And it's you got to help pay his expenses, right?
Yes. No, it's he does certainly have a speaker fee that we will be paying, but it's – and he comes from Canada, so it's not a short journey.
Right.
he's not living on the Front Range. And it's – but I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great – such a great talk. Talking to Andrea and getting her expertise on the spin on leadership here in the Valley and the people who are interested in it. And I just want to really open it up to not only the folks who've maybe been to a talk of hers in the past, but everybody. This is such an opportunity, I think, for some of our other small business leaders to get involved in this kind of thing and really help their staff to get involved in it. The book that's available is called Day One Leadership, and any of the sponsors will actually be getting the books. I have hard copy books that anybody who wants to sponsor, I can get them to you before the talk if they want to start reading them. So, but it's I think it's well worth it. I hope that he'll enjoy it. He did tell me that he's never been to Glenwood Springs, so excited about hopefully having him come and enjoy our little valley.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure he'll enjoy it, and he'll want to come back. The talk is Thursday, May 2nd at 5:30 at Morgridge Commons, a great facility.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a cost involved to attend?
There is. There's tickets are available on Eventbrite for anybody who wants to just come to the talk. It's $18 up until the event and $25 day of. So we'll shut the Eventbrite off just in, you know, day of. If you want to come that day and you decide last minute you want to come, that's fine. We'll be taking people at the door. $18 beforehand, $25 at the door. On Eventbrite, it's super easy to find him. The name of the talk is called Leadership That Matters. Or if you just look up Glenwood Springs and hit Drew Dudley, it'll also come up. So there's that. And then if you want to sponsor, I have the sponsorships that are available include VIP tickets, which are all kinds of stuff. So VIP tickets are going to include an actual hardcover book of the Day One Leadership book that Drew Dudley wrote, reserved seating in the front of the room. There's going to be a book signing after the event. There's access to an online course that Drew has that goes along with the book. And if you look online, the access to the course is $699 for the online course. And I've done it. It's actually great. It's a really great thing. He's got great worksheets on there. So if you do the sponsorships, there's a bunch of other stuff that's included. But if you don't want to do the sponsorship, you just want to come and see what it's all about, by all means, come. He's a super inspirational, motivational speaker, and you won't leave tired for sure.
Again, that's Thursday, May 2nd, 5:30 at Morgridge Commons, $18 on Eventbrite, $25 at the door, books available, and sponsorships available.
Yes.
Okay. Boy, I'm excited. It sounds like something I'd like to go to. This would be fun. I've coached for many years. I've been, you know, broadcasting for a number of years. And people have come to me and said, "You're a good leader." You know, I am.
Right.
I never realized that, you know. My kids have told me, you know, right, over the years. And I'd like to tap into that a little more, mm-hmm, and be a better leader at home, even though my kids are all grown and, right, and gone. I could see how this could apply to just about any facet of life.
Right. And that's the nice thing, is it is about everyday leadership. It's about recognizing your own potentials and then really honing those potentials, you know, getting the skills and sharpening them, and then go, oh, they think I'm a good leader because of this. Oh, I see this. Yeah, okay, I'm good at that. And recognizing it in yourself and then being able to use it, you know, use your superpowers for good, as they say. and so it's a nice – like I said, for me, it's really – it's about being a good person. Honestly, I feel like most of his talks and most of his things are really about knowing yourself better and then just using the things that you do well in a good way. And that's really, I mean, I guess that's kind of the basis of leadership, is owning your own powers and your strengths and using those as much as you can. Is a great leadership, I think. But yeah, I think leadership tends to be one of those things that people shy away from. I think people are intimidated. When people say leadership in our community, especially I think in America, they go, oh, you know, George Washington and all these huge names of people that we don't feel like we can be or live up to. And I personally think of, like, you know, my fourth grade teacher and people who've inspired me on a daily basis, people who I see in the grocery store helping each other and that kind of stuff. I think those are just as important of leaders, if not more so, because we feel like we can connect with those people. Those mm-hmm. are people that we can actually connect with, where people who are out of our reach or they feel like they're untouchable, we don't connect with nearly as much. You know, we don't say, oh, you know, I can be this great person and stand behind a podium and speak to thousands of people, but we can help somebody whose stuff has just fallen out of their backpack in the middle of the street. You mm-hmm. know, we can all do that. And a lot of his talks and a lot of his system that he goes through in the book really is about figuring out what you're good at and then learning how to use that to the best of your ability.
Yeah. The word leadership or leader, you conjure up an image of someone with a strong hand and pounding the gavel and mm-hmm. I'm in charge and it's my way or the highway.
Right.
And that's the leadership. I think just reflecting on that, has to come with a good measure of humility. Mm. If you want people to follow, and you have to be willing to listen to others as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the other thing, is that everybody's got great ideas, I think. And so one of the great things about when you do recognize your good leadership, you can take other people's ideas and also use those, you know, to help everyone. So if people are following you anyways in some fashion, whether it's because you're a manager of something or because you're a business owner or because you are a coach, you know, this is such a great way to help you to say, oh, I am really good at this. And, you know, I heard my friend say this other thing and maybe that's going to work. And you can take that idea and harness that idea and use it for your own personal life, which is really powerful in and of itself, because then you're exponentially taking that one small idea mm-hmm. and using it to help in a lot of people. So, yeah, I think anybody can be a leader. I think that it's so hard to say, oh, you're only a leader if you make X amount of dollars a year, or you're mm-hmm. only a leader if you are called VIP, or you're only a leader if. We're all leaders, and I think it's just such a great thing that he's inspiring people to own that. You know, I think as a community, it could be so good for Glenwood Springs, you know, to start this spark. And if we all own that leadership, it can really, really elevate everybody's lives. You know, if you own your leadership in your volunteer job and you, you know, start working for one of our wonderful 501c3 operations in the Valley and say, you know, I volunteer 10 hours a week or something, but if you kind of really own that, you could inspire 10 other people to also come volunteer.
Sure.
If you love that you volunteer, then, you know, just owning that leadership and saying, you know, yeah, I do this, and being proud of it and using that to inspire others is so good. And that's I think that's one of the beautiful things about Drew Dudley, is he doesn't come off as that super over the top, you know, perfect yeah. person. You know, there's
He's 10 quick, easy lessons, and get my book and
right.
watch the video. And
yep.
by golly, you'll be a super guy like me.
And anybody who's not familiar with Drew Dudley, I would encourage you to look up, you know, he's got little clips, videos online. Some of them are really short, 6-7 minutes, you know, but very inspiring. There's some of them that I listen to sometimes, and I'm just like, you know, at the end, I'm all pumped up and really excited about life and doesn't take 45 minutes or, you know, any yeah. of that stuff. So that's, you know, if you're not familiar with Drew Dudley, take a look online, see what you think, and maybe come and see him with us.
All right. We're talking to Nikki Faust with Mountain Valley Developmental Services and Mountain Valley teaming up with Roaring Fork Leadership to bring Drew Dudley to the Valley. Thursday, May 2nd, 5:30 at Mortgage Commons. Tickets $18 in advance through Eventbrite, $25 at the door, and you will be inspired. We're going to talk a little bit more about that big day coming up on KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Ron sitting in for Gabe this afternoon, talking to Nikki Faust with Mountain Valley Developmental Services. And Mountain Valley joining forces with Roaring Fork Leadership to bring a leader to talk about leadership and how to inspire leaders in this valley. Drew Dudley, a great author and speaker who's talked to, probably spoken to thousands of people across the globe, coming to Glenwood Springs Thursday, May 2nd, 5:30 at the beautiful Mortgage Commons above the Glenwood Springs Library. Tickets $18 at the door, or $18 in advance through Eventbrite, $25 at the door, and it will be well worth it, it sounds like. Nikki, we were talking about the qualities of leadership, and you know, it takes someone with a man or a woman with a combination of decision-making skills, knowledge, experience, certain personality traits, and humility, a good dose of humility, not always someone who's going to, you know, be the heavy hand. However, that being said, the buck has to stop somewhere in a group setting, a board, mm-hmm. where someone has to ultimately, after taking in all the information, getting everyone's opinion, has to make a decision. Now, how does that dynamic work into this whole philosophy?
I think the important part is the first part that you were talking about, which is taking in all the information and taking in the info and really being able to weigh it out against what's best. And the good leader, I think, is the one who is going to forego the fact that what their personal things are. Mm-hmm. Well, I really want to do this. This is the decision I want to make. If they take in the real information, really listen, and I think that's one of the things that, to me at least, really says a leader is a true leader, is listening and really listening to that information that you're taking in and then saying, okay, I really want this thing to happen, but it sounds like what really is best for everybody is this other decision that maybe isn't in my personal best interest. And I think that's the important part, is that's where the humility comes in, is saying, you know, everybody needs this. This is what's best for the group. And that's where a lot of leaders, and whether your group is your, you know, company of six people or it's the entire community of Glenwood Springs, whatever that group looks like, it's deciding what's really best for the majority and most of the people. And so in order to be a good leader, I think that's what happens a lot of times with our leaders in politics, is they, you know, have their own agendas and they say, oh, well, you know, and what's actually best for the majority doesn't end up happening because they get muddied, and there's plenty of places to get muddied at. But I think the leaders who've been successful in being leaders of our country, leaders of our states, are the ones who we feel like do hear us. You know, it's a lot about listening and hearing what people are saying and really taking that into account.
Mm-hmm. We hear the phrase a lot, leading by example. I'm just mm-hmm. going to lead by example. How does that work in this? Does Drew talk about
that quality? I don't know that he specifically talks about leading by example. He talks about, I guess it is kind of leading by example. He tells a lot of stories, and that's one of the reasons he's such a great speaker, because he leads by example by giving people stories of places where you think you can put yourself into. You know, oh, that could have been me. I could have been in that situation. And so leading by example, I think, is important, but I think people also see through. I think people are really smart and can see through if you say you lead by example, but then you actually don't, people know.
Yeah.
But I think the bottom line for a lot of that is it comes down to authenticity. And I think those that truly lead by example are authentic people, and they're doing what they think is best in their hearts, and they really are authentic with themselves and with others. And that's really one of his big points, and that's one of the beautiful things, is he kind of walks you through looking at yourself and being able to acknowledge your strengths and own those and be authentic with those things and say, yeah, I can do these things and this is what I want to do. This is how I want people to see me. And then how do you get people to see you like that? If you want to be seen as the most honest person, you know, he has this great step-by-step process to be able to do that and then measure it with metrics and say, okay, here's the thing. And I'm going to ask myself this question. Did I prove to myself or to prove to others that I was honest today? Or, you know, maybe it's to be strong. Maybe you want to be the most physically strong person there is. And he has this great step-by-step way of looking at that and figuring out how to make that true for you. Mm-hmm. And then being able to just really quickly at the end of the day say, gosh, did I do this today? Was I the person I wanted to be? And I think that's what really makes a lot of great leaders is that authenticity. If you can look at somebody, we all know when somebody's being fake.
Yeah.
If we look at them and they're playing some game or they're playing some character to be somebody that they're really not, we can all tell. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So, but when you see somebody who's really authentically whatever it is that they are, whether it's, you know, whatever. I mean, whether they're a great coach or they're a great second grade teacher or they're a great manager, if they're doing it and they're doing it from their heart, you can totally tell. And I think that's where people really start to connect with that person. If mm-hmm. you're really authentic in what you're doing, others know. And I think that's where that leadership comes in at is they can be a leader of that. And when you see people that are doing something that they love, they just shine. You just know it. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about this whole program and the way he does things is he teaches, you know, he just, it's okay to be whatever it is you are. You know, here's these things and here's this list of all these things that you might be. Pick your six and say, hey, I want to be these things. These are the things I want to be. And then helps you to figure out how to do those on a daily basis so that you can also shine and be that shiny person that's, you know, and that's what's inspiring to us. We see people and they're doing what they love. Mm-hmm. And that's inspiring, you know, whether it's being the best mom you can be or being the best second grade teacher you can be or coaching the boys basketball team or whatever it is that you love doing. That's why people volunteer. It's why people do it. They don't do it obviously because they're getting paid.
Right.
They do it because they love it. They're inspired by this. And that's, you know, the thing that I love about his stuff is he just helps you to kind of unbury your stuff. You know, you can dig it up and find, oh, here's this diamond here. And I am good at this. And there's this thing. And I really love this. I'm passionate about this one thing. And let's see how I can do more of this and be more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then helps you to kind of he calls it operationalize it. So you operationalize this thing that you like to do or want to be.
Yeah. Talking about authenticity, I just thought of the phrase, are you walking the walk or just talking the talk? You know, if you're walking the walk, people will notice that and gravitate toward that.
Yeah.
Where did Drew get his inspiration? He wasn't just a natural born leader, was he?
You know, Drew has done stuff his whole life for leadership. He worked at one of the best known universities in Canada. And as a leadership coach for a long time, he's obviously written a book, which is a big leadership thing. But I think he's kind of a leader in our own way. And
okay.
I think that he's just figured out where his is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's now doing is trying to help others figure out where theirs is at and own it and really, you know, be okay doing that. Like I said, and whether that's the best, you know, grocery store clock stocking clerk that you can possibly be, you know, somebody's got to do that. That's inspirational if I can go there and find my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Man, I'm pumped. This is exciting. Drew Dudley coming to the Roaring Fork Valley, coming to the Mortgage Commons in Glenwood Springs, above the Glenwood Springs Library, Thursday, May 2nd, 5:30. $18 in advance through Eventbrite, $25 at the door, books, materials available. Nikki Faust with Mountain Valley Developmental Services teaming up with Roaring Fork Leadership. This sounds like it's going to be a great event. Hope you sell out, and we give birth to a bunch of new leaders in this valley.
I hope so.
That'd be great. How can they contact you for more information? What is there a contact number?
There is. They can either go through Eventbrite and get tickets, or if anybody wants to sponsor, please feel free to call me. My cell phone number is 970-404-0910.
All right. Nikki, thanks so much. This has been great.
Thank you.
I'm excited and hope for a great event.
I appreciate it.
You bet. You're listening to KMTS Connections.